Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the new people here tonight. So as Michael said, tonight we will be beginning a new module. This will be module 3 in our series. And we do have everything that we've already done. All the talks are posted online, so you can always look back at that. So this topic that we've chosen is called The Four Foundations of Mindfulness. And the book we're using is Natural Wakefulness by Galen Ferguson. It's called Discovering the Wisdom We Were Born With. And this book is about the Four Foundations of Mindfulness, and it has a lot of exercises in it, which we'll be doing a number of these as a group. So this will be quite different from what we did before, which was much more intellectual, you could say. This is going to be quite different. So in terms of the four foundations of mindfulness, these are the four foundations: mindfulness of body, mindfulness of feeling, mindfulness of mind, and mindfulness of sense perceptions. So I'll repeat those. This is what we'll be working on for the next 6 weeks. Mindfulness of body, mindfulness of feeling, mindfulness of mind, and mindfulness of sense perceptions. So the four foundations of mindfulness are very important Buddhist teachings. And if you think about building a house, the foundation is really important. To have a good foundation gives you the possibility of building a strong house and strong walls and a roof that's going to stay on. So these four foundations, you can think of it as making the foundations of a house. And they are very experiential, very personal, and very individual, how we learn to work with these four foundations. So someone could tell you what it is. I could say mindfulness of body is learning how to work with bringing your mind and body closer together so that there is not such a separation between your mind and body. But you would have to actually experience that for yourself in your own body. No one could really give you a formula and tell you what to do. You would have to experience that. And that's why we'll be doing a number of exercises to help with that. So this is a very embodied experience, and the way we'll be working with these four foundations, we're actually going to spend 3 weeks, which is half the time, on mindfulness of body. That is such an important one. So tonight I'll be giving some exercises around that, and Michael Fagan will continue next week, beginning material from the book and also a few exercises. So we will be recording the talks, but it will be harder to get this online because it's not just concepts, it's actually working with exercises. So if as much as you're able to come to class, that's really good. The other thing we'll be doing is talking about our own meditation practice. So it will be a chance to really process more what might be happening when you're doing your meditation practice at home. So everyone's encouraged to have a home meditation practice if they're able to do it, even if it's 5 minutes a day. And also the three teachers are always available to help you with your practice. You can just let us know. So I'd like to begin with the view here. And in the tradition that we have been instructed in, through Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, a Tibetan meditation master, we talk about the three yanas, and that's Y-A-N-A. That means vehicle or path, you could say. And the four foundations of mindfulness fall within what's called the Hinayana path or the Hinayana vehicle. And that's really the first yana or path or way that we begin working with our own meditation and with working on ourself, you could say. And the Hinayana is the path of self-liberation. So for many of us, when we come to meditation, we may be looking for something. There's some reason we decide to sit down on the cushion. There's something we may be curious about or wondering about or searching for. And sometimes it comes out of some pain or difficulty we're actually experiencing ourselves. So we're looking for some kind of relief. That's another approach and possibility. And in that way, it's looking more inward, working with a meditation practice and working on yourself. And meditation is a way to do that, for sure. So the first yana or vehicle is the Hinayana, which also means the narrow path, but it doesn't mean narrow like narrow-minded. It's narrow in that you're really just, you're working on yourself, and that's where your focus is. But from that, at the same time, there begins to be more opening out to others. And as we go along the path of meditation and study of the Buddha's teachings, there's a natural and gradual opening to want to be of benefit to other people and to help them. And this is the Mahayana path or the Mahayana vehicle. And Maha means great. You may have heard that word before. Mahatma Gandhi, I think it actually... It includes that. Great. So the greater vehicle is a wider path, and you can think of a wider path as including other people. It's not just yourself, but your aim begins to be less about yourself and more about being of benefit to other people. And that means that through your own practice, you're able to actually know what's appropriate and the appropriate ways to help people. So we, in our module 1 and 2, jumped ahead. We skipped the first level, Hinayana, and we jumped to level 2, which was the Mahayana. And the reason for that was a number of people in the church were very interested in learning more about some of these practices, working with others, and it seemed like the natural place to start here. So the book we chose was by Pema Chodron, The Places That Scare You. And she teaches a lot from the Mahayana point of view, as well as the Hinayana point of view. So there were many basic Mahayana teachings within that book. And I'd say we more or less skimmed the surface of many different teachings. So people were introduced to a number of things, but there wasn't a lot of depth or expansion on each topic. But now we're actually going back. So we're starting at the beginning with the most fundamental Hinayana teachings, and we'll be, from this point on, working with the Hinayana teachings for a little while, and we'll learn different aspects of that, and we'll weave in other things as we go along. The third yana, or vehicle, is called the Vajrayana. And Vajra means indestructible or diamond. So that's called the diamond yana, or the diamond path. And if you think of each of these paths as a way to move through space, the Hinayana would be like walking down a path. The Mahayana would be getting in your carriage, I guess, and having some wheels, so you're moving along. And the Vajrayana would be like being in a jet plane. So we always think we'd like to get in the jet plane and just get there. But it's said to be quite dangerous, and you need to have good preparation to actually work within that path, the Vajrayana. But it's the indestructible path, and it's said to have the most powerful skillful means or skillful techniques towards realization. One way I like to think about the journey, the Buddhist journey, is the image of a mountain. And this isn't my idea. Many teachers talk about this. So if you think about being at the base of a mountain, what do you see from the base of a mountain? You see probably trees, maybe houses, but it's really at ground level, the mountain itself, the base of the mountain, ground level. And that's very much like the Hinayana. It's at the ground level. And then if you go up the mountain, you circle the mountain a little bit, maybe you go around a couple turns, you get up higher, and you might look out at the village and see houses out there and laundry hanging on the line and whatever. But there's a sense of people are there, and there's a connection with what's happening out there. And that's more of the Mahayana journey, working with others. And as you keep going up to the mountain, around to the top of the mountain, there's a sense of looking out at the vast sky, and the space is quite large. And in fact, you might have a 360-degree possibility there. That would be the Vajrayana path. So you could say it's the highest view and the most expansive. But we start with the Hinayana, because that's where we are, and that's the way to begin. So all three of these views are important on the path, and there is a progression from one to the next. So as we go along in our journey, we will see how that is, and you can experience that for yourself. So tonight I'll be leading some basic exercises to help you connect your mind and body. So you could say there are many things people are doing these days that have to do with mind-body connection. One is yoga. You're doing body postures, you're working with breath, and you're working with your mind. Tai Chi, moving in a certain way. So there are a lot of things people are doing. The things we'll be teaching tonight are also related to mind, bringing mind and body closer together. So for the first exercise, if everyone could just stand up, and if you're on a mat, stand on the floor, that would be good. And if at any point you feel unstable, you should just sit down if you wish. So there's nothing, you can just alter any of these to work with your own situation. So take a good standing posture, feet hip distance apart. Did you set that?
Oh. You're talking.
Okay. So feet hip distance apart. You can close your eyes or open if you wish. So just stand here a moment. You're standing on the earth. Now make sure there's a slight bend in your knees. You don't want to be locked out altogether. Slight bend and let your arms just relax down at your side. You can make sure your chin is tucked in, not raised up. That will help keep your alignment. And just feel yourself grounded on the earth. just to lean forward. This will be slightly uncomfortable. But go until you feel you don't want to fall over. But just feel gravity. Feel what that does to your mind and how unstable and unsteady you feel. Sort of a, it's a real pitching forward. And when you reach your limit, you can go back to standing in the middle and feel that base of support again. And lean in the other direction, back a little bit. And be careful, don't go too far, but the point is to feel that power of gravity, which is really affects your mind and your sense of stability. Come back to center. Now lean to the left. Feel the pull. Back to center. Lean to the right. Feel how your legs are uneven and one leg is bearing more weight. Back to center. Take a breath here and feel yourself in alignment with the earth. So the point of this exercise is that the gravity of the earth is actually working for us when we do meditation. And that's why when we're sitting either in a chair or on the cushion, we're looking for this spot where gravity is our friend and will help us stay in an upright, aligned position. Okay.